17 minutes to 7. 2020 was meant to be the year we got serious about climate change and the biodiversity crisis. COVID-19, of course, put paid to that. Both issues, they're set to take centre stage again this year, first at the G7 in June, and then at two global summits on biodiversity in China and at COP26 on climate change in Glasgow. This time, though, the two issues are not being looked at in isolation. The focus instead is going to be on how they interact, even compound each other. And the key concept, a phrase we're going to be hearing a lot about this year, is nature-based solutions. One of the leading proponents of this new approach is Oxford University's Professor Natalie Seddon. Tom Fieldon caught up with her in Witham Woods.
So lots of people ask me, you know, what does good look like when it comes to nature-based solutions? And, you know, here we are in a lovely bit of woodland. We've got oaks, we've got beech, we've got lime.
Natalie Seddon, Professor of Biodiversity at Oxford University and lead author on a new study, Getting the Message Right on Nature-Based Solutions to Climate Change, introduces me to the concept of NBs on a walk in Witham Woods to the west of the city.
Put very simply, nature-based solutions involve working with nature for societal good. And the idea of nature-based solutions is grounded in the understanding that nature provides all sorts of benefits for people, from food and shelter and clean water, to storing carbon, and to protecting us from the impacts of climate extremes. And it sort of reflects also the fact that biodiversity loss and climate change share some of the same drivers and therefore some of the same solutions.
What's the real cost of all our buying and spending? A new report says the effect on the natural world should be part of the calculation.
The true cost of those drivers and the added value the natural world can bring to the solutions were laid out in the Dasgupta Review on the Economics of Biodiversity earlier this month.
Here's the problem. Amazon, the company, is worth about $1.6 trillion. But the Amazon rainforest, the greatest ecosystem on Earth, is worth virtually nothing.
Now, a new report by Professor Andy Purvis at the Natural History Museum underlines the urgency of the situation.
If governments wait for just 10 years, if they kick the can down the road, then it will double how much we have to pay to reduce species extinction rates, to ensure that ecological communities can sustain us and future generations, and also to help slow climate change. We really can't afford to delay.
It's really important to realise how interrelated these crises are.
And that message is getting through.
The biodiversity crisis, the nature crisis.
For some time now, the RSPB's been shifting its conservation effort from a narrow focus on birds to a wider appreciation of habitats and whole ecosystems. But in a year that sees the UK host both the G7 and COP26 climate conference, and features a global summit on biodiversity, CBD15 in China, the charity's chief executive, Becky Spate, argues it's time to embrace the concept of nature-based solutions.
It's a really significant year. The overarching story is, of course, that we know so much now about what we're facing into in terms of the climate crisis and what we're facing into in terms of the nature crisis. But what we've got happening this year is we've got some key moments that are international moments when we have a chance to set ourselves on the right track to resolve both crises and deal with, adapt to the changes that they're bringing. And these are all moments when the UK could play a really leading role in making sure that we set a trajectory that we can actually deliver.
Recently we had a significant increase in tree planting.
But there's a problem. Nature-based solutions are easy prey for companies and governments keen to bolster their environmental credentials.
But I want to go back to this point about what you've delivered compared to what you've promised.
It's vital, Natalie Seddon argues, that we're more ambitious, making the right decisions and choosing the projects that will both restore the living world and sequester more carbon.
Whilst trees are absolutely wonderful and they bind our soils, they provide habitat for biodiversity and pollinators, they can, while they're growing, draw down carbon. Crops of exotic tree species in commercial tree plantations are not a climate solution. So a new buzzword perhaps, but something that, well, basically that it's our life support system.
Tom Field.